You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are so glad that you are tuning into the radio broadcast today. We are excited about what God has done. Listen, you are tuning in the right time at the right spot. Oh, this is the radio station that you need to be tuned into today. Amen. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about being here today with you, coming on Facebook Live and into your homes, into your cars, however you tune into the radio broadcast. I want you to be excited. I want you to be encouraged about what is getting ready to happen in your life for these few little minutes. Words of encouragement, words to lift you up, words to bring you out, bring you through, and help you along the way. Praise our God. Shall we go to the throne of grace? Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness. We thank you for how you have kept us throughout the night. And we thank you how you have kept the blood running warm in our veins, woke us up early this morning, started us on our daily occupation. Some had to go to work today. Father, some had to take care of business today and still taking care of business. And some may had the day off. But however where it is, we're grateful for it, God. We thank you. And even now, God, we ask you to bless this radio station continually. And Father, we work in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want you to be excited. Praise our God. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. Yes, by the way, of WWBC. I'm telling you, it's just the radio station to be on. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss this. Tell somebody to turn on the radio station. Turn it on because we're on. It's about time for your miracle. I want you to be encouraged. We want to thank all of you, everybody that came far and near, for being in our church anniversary celebration. We want to thank all of you that came out and participated, all of the speakers that came, Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. We want to thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Miracle Center, Miracle Revival Deliverance Center. Thank God for you. And we want to thank God for Minister Jamal Moses from Alabama. Came. We want to thank God for him coming. He was with us. And Pastor Anton Brown, praise our God, from Melbourne. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for y'all being there with us. And we want to thank God for Pastor Shirley Robinson coming all the way from West Palm Beach, being in the midst with us. We had a awesome time. We closed it out yesterday. Thank God for you, touching the degree by faith, Pastor Shirley Robinson. Oh my God, thank God. Faith Builders, Pastor Antoine Brown. We want to thank God for all of you all, those of you that came and to be a support, to help, Pastor Edwards. We thank all of y'all. It was something. And like I said on yesterday, we want to thank God for the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, closing it out on yesterday. Listen, get ready, get ready. We are going to be back again starting the 15th, going all the way through the, I believe it's the 19th. Oh, it's going to be something. Yes, yes, it is the 19th. Oh, praise our God. We're going to be in our holy convocation, so you don't want to miss that one. You don't want to miss that services. Amen. We will start service. We will have services during the day. The morning sessions start at 11. And we'll be out. So you can get out time enough to come back for our evening services, which will start at 7 o'clock. It's going to be something. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. It will go all the way from the 15th through the 19th. It's going to be something. We got speakers each night lined up, speakers each during the day, sessions lined up. You don't want to miss this. Again, it starts on the 15th, going all the way through the 19th. Oh, yes. I know somebody said, you better say it. Yes, I'll be celebrating my birthday that week also, which is my birthday is on that 18th, that Saturday. We don't have nothing, but I'll be celebrating. I'm already starting a little bit now, but I'll be celebrating it. The Lord will bless me. Amen. And we're going to look to have a great birthday. So I want y'all to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Hold your head up high. Tell somebody about this. We're going to look to see you all. Thank all of you. And we do send out our condolences to the Evans family. Sister Betty Evans and her family, we send out our condolences to them. The Smith family, which was one of the pioneers of MIMS, Miss Smith, we send out our condolences to the family. And the Strickland family, we send out our condolences to all those that you may know that I don't know. We're praying for y'all. We're praying for y'all and with you all. Praise our God. Want to give a God bless you. Shout out to our First Lady, only Lady, Elect Lady, Evangelist Benita Watkins, our church mother, all of you, all there, Mother Brown. Hallelujah. God bless you. And to all our prophetess and evangelists, and to all of you that make up the congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Now, let me go into the Word of God. We want to encourage your hearts. We want to encourage your hearts because I believe now that we're going through difficult circumstances and situations. But guess what? Be of good courage, because he would never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you. Praise our God. We want to give God bless you. Shout out to Evangelist Elise Barton. Bless you. Bless your heart. God bless you. Listen, thank God for you again. And Pastor Dorothy that came up from West Palm Beach. Good God bless you. Shout out from you too. Amen. I'm going to be down there. Going to be in West Palm Beach pretty soon. I think it's July. We'll give you some more information about it. Give you more info. Looking forward to being down there with you all. Praise our God. Amen. Let's go to the book of Psalms. I want to encourage your hearts in this. Praise our God. It's the book of Psalms 145. And it says like this. I will exalt thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. Every day will I bless thee. And I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his throne is in his mouth upon it. It is great to praise him. It is great to praise him, because I want to deal with this right here. Praises. God is so kind. He is so good. So we need to give him glory. We need to give him praise. Again, I will read this first verse. It stood out to me. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what it looks like, God bless you, Minister Felicia. No matter what it looks like, I will bless the Lord. I will give him praise. I will give him glory. Because why? He is good all by himself. The Lord is worthy to be praised. No matter what we're in, no matter what we're going through, we should always have a spirit of praise on our hearts, in our mouth, because God is great. I love it. I love it. Okay, and every day will I bless thee. Every day, no matter what I'm going through with, I will give him praise. I will give him glory. I will give him honor. Why? Because he's God. And besides him, there is no other God. I come to encourage you today, no matter what state you're in, no matter what it looks like, give him praise. Give him thanks. You can say, well, Apostle, I'm in this situation. And you saying, give God praise. And I'm in this. Yes. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. Excuse me. Even though it looks bad in your eyesight, even though it's not feel good to you, but guess what? In the eyesight of God, he's already worked out. In the eyesight of God, he's already mended this thing. He's already brought you out. So you all you got to do is continue to give him praise. Praise our God for what he is. And for what he is and for what he's doing. Come on. I bless him because his word says David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his what? Praises shall continually be in my mouth. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. And he said, my soul shall boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear and be glad. I will do what? Praise the blessing. I will. This is a personal thing. David knew how to get into the presence of God. David knew how to get God's attention. Praise moved God. According to what we're reading right here, we will have a praise in our mouth every day, forever and ever and ever. We can't praise him enough. We can't thank him enough for what he's done or for what he's going to do. Come on. We got more. We should be giving him more praise than we do, because we are looking at circumstances and situations and trying to figure out how we're coming out. We have already been brought out. All we got to do is start giving him praise. Just start giving him thanks, because why? He have already worked the situation out for us. All we have to do, I want to read this again. It says right here, again, Psalms 145. I will exalt thee, I will exalt thee, my God, my God. He's your God. He's your Savior. He's my God. O King, I will bless thy name forever and ever. It blessed me right there. It blessed me for knowing whatever we're going through with, whatever we're in, don't let the circumstance dictate to you how you bless God. Come on. Don't let the circumstance dictate to you how you bless God through it. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him glory. I will. It's in me the will to good. Bless him. It's in me to give him thanks. It's in you to give him glory. Even though a lot of times we don't understand it. You don't understand it, but you still can praise it. Lord, I don't understand it, but I'm giving you glory. Lord, I can't see my way out, but Lord, I'm giving you glory. As a matter of fact, we can see our way out. You know how we see our way out? Through the word and through our confession with our mouth. Somebody said, well, you've been ignorant. Is you been ignorant to the fact? No, I'm not being ignorant to the fact. You know why? Because the word says this, we walk by faith and not by sight. So what we actually are in and what we see, come on. Excuse me. We are not walking by that. We're walking by the word of God, what we believe, what we confess. Hallelujah. We're giving him praise, because why? His word says, as David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Continually. You know what that means? Ongoing. Ongoing. I won't complain, but I continue to praise him. I won't grandma, mama, I continue to praise him, because why? He's worthy of the praise. Somebody need to type in on the screen right here. He's worthy to be praised. Come on. He's worthy to be praised. Why? Because he's God. He's worthy to be praised. Why? Because he's omnipotent. He's worthy to be praised. Come on. Because he's El Shaddai. He's worthy to be praised. No matter what we're in, God is worthy to be praised. Come on, hallelujah. I know without a shadow of a doubt that the God you serve and I serve, ain't talking about no other God. He's able to do exceeding abundant, more than we can think or ask. So we owe God a praise according to the word of God. Let these praises be continually in your mouth. Let it come off your lips. Let it come out your mouth. In the midst of the storm, in the midst of the sea, in the midst of what you're in, he's worthy to be praised. If we lift him up more than we magnify the situation that we're in, we won't even be thinking about the situation, because we'll be so golfed and giving him praises, so bound, you know, with heavy with praises out of our mouth, we won't have time to look at the circumstances or try to figure it out. This songwriter wrote a song, said, he's already worked it out. While you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. So we got to give him praise. We got to give him glory. As it stated, we stated out with praises today. We're talking about praises. Praises. It shall continue to be in my mouth. It shall bear be an easy flow for you when you begin to praise God. Don't you know when you begin to praise Him and you're in the midst of a circumstance, a situation, you forget about the situation because you don't got caught up in praises. Haven't everybody ever been there? You don't got caught up in praises. And the more you praise Him, the more you give Him glory, you don't even think about the situation. Come on. As we can go back and get some of the old patriarchs in the Word of God, this was a roadmap for us. When they was locked in jail, Paul and Silas was locked in jail, they didn't grumble, they didn't mumble, they didn't complain. Come on. What did they do? They sung praises unto God. They sung praises and gave Him praises unto God. Your praise is powerful. Your praise can shift things. As we see what it did for Paul and Silas. Don't you know? They said they prayed and they sung, praise God, to the very foundation of the jail, of the prison was shaken. And it shook everything. It shook all the bands loose. It opened up all the doors. Praises is powerful. Coming out of your mouth. Come on. When you begin to praise God, when you begin to magnify Him, stood and getting up complaining, throughout the day complaining, try this, reverse it. I'm going to bless the Lord today. I'm going to take this time and bless Him. I'm going to take this time and praise Him. Because guess what? Things shift when a true believer, when a true praiser begin to praise God. It shifts. It moves everything that's not like God. Satan know what praises can do. So that's why he tries his best to sit on you. He don't want you to praise God. He don't want to lift your hands. He don't want you to give God the praise, give Him the glory. Because He know when praises go up, when they go up and they reach, guess what? Blessings come down. However the blessing come, it's coming down. Why? Because you begin to praise God. You begin to give Him glory. You begin to give Him honor. You begin to exalt His name. You begin to tell Him how great He is. You begin to thank Him for what He's doing, for what He's going to do. You begin to thank God, hallelujah, for the time that you have with Him. Praises move God. Praises move God. Praises lift you up. Try if you ever get down. And you ain't got to be down to praise Him. You can praise Him and be up. And you get up, up, up. Praises move God. I want you to know today, according to what we said right here, you can read this in the whole entire scripture here. You can read it. I have a short time on here. Hallelujah. But it'll do something. It'll bless you. Praises bring a good report. Praises move God. Praises call the blessings of the portals of heaven to open up when you begin to praise Him, when you begin to glorify Him, when you begin to magnify Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, if you ever get into a place where you feel like you can't come out, start praising Him. Start praising Him. Start thanking Him. And I'm telling you, He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. Be like David. Be like David. I will. It's in me to bless the Lord. I will. It's in me to give Him glory. It's in you to give Him glory. We won't complain. We won't complain. But we're giving glory. The songwriter wrote a song. Says, I won't complain. I won't complain. I've had some good days, but I had some bad days. But all of my good days, come on, outweigh my bad days. I won't complain, but I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I'll give Him praise. I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I'll give Him honor. I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I'll give Him glory. Because why? My good days is so much full of praises till it outweigh the bad days that we're going through in our lives. Come on. Even though we're going through But guess what? We still a winner. Somebody better clap their hands if they can out there. Even though we are going through, you still a winner. You still got the victory. Come on. Everybody, it's nobody exempt. All of us are going through different circumstances and situations in our life. Everybody. But guess what? We're not stopping. We are going through. Why? Because he's leading us. We're going through because he's guiding us through it. Come on. Remember what he said in Psalms? We know that you know about heart. The Lord is my shepherd. The 23rd Psalm. I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. We're going through. He restores our soul. We're going through. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. Yea, do I walk through, not stop, through the valley of shadows of death. I will fear no evil. That's enough to give him praise. Because why? He's with you. He's with me when we're going through some circumstances and situations. We're never to stop. We're never to set up camp in the midst of what we're in. The children of Israel did that. While they was in the wilderness, they were supposed to just go through the wilderness. They were never designed to stay in the wilderness as long as they did. They caused that on themselves. They were supposed to just walk through the wilderness. But they set up camp because they stopped. Don't you stop in the middle of your wilderness and begin to worry or begin to fret or begin to doubt or begin to have fear or be... It'll captivate you while you're in your wilderness, giving praise, giving glory, knowing that he didn't bring me out here to die. God, you said you'll never leave me, nor will you forsake me. And I'm standing on your word. I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor. I'm in this situation, but it's not going to overtake me. I'm in this situation, I'm coming out. And I give you glory. I give you praise. I will not sit up camp in this. Come on, somebody. See, because what the enemy's object, what his aim is, to try to wipe you out through that. But we reversed it. We give God praise, and God is bringing us through. He's bringing us out. We give him glory. We give him honor. He's bringing us out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't lose with the praise that you have. You cannot, the enemy cannot stand you when you begin to praise God. He know what praises do. So that's why he try to stop you from praising God. That's why he try to throw stuff in your view. But this is why we got to have the word of God before us, day and night. Because of what it says, meditate on the word day and night. Day and night. Keep it before our eyes. Keep it on our lips. Good. And when it don't feel good, keep that word going. Keep that praise going. Come sometime in your house. Just if you got word, put the word on and let it go out through the house. Put the word on CD. Now it's on CD. Most of the tapes are gone. But put that word on and let it play over and over. Not only let it play over and over, but let it come out your mouth in the midst of what you're in. And I guarantee you, when you begin to praise God and that word begin to come out, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Because I'm reminded what Jesus said after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights and he was led into the wilderness to be tempted. I'm reminded what Jesus said. You remember what Satan said? If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. So praises in the word out of your mouth, guess what? It has to move. It has to bow down to every situation, for every situation, for everything you're going through or everything you're in, you have to. It had to bow down. You had to come out. You come out with the victory. 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 When you praise God, you can't be defeated. When you give him glory, you can't be defeated. Come on here. This is the confidence that we have in Christ Jesus, that he heareth us when we pray. When we give him praise, he heareth us. He heareth you. He'll bring you out. Oh my God, Minister Felicia, he'll bring us out every time. Hallelujah. It's nothing that you're in that praises can't bring you out of. God is my Santo. Oh, glory, I felt the presence of God. You're a winner. You are a winner. Keep the praises flowing out your mouth, not what you're in. Don't speak of that. Yes, I know you're in it, but don't let that be your main. Oh, I'm in this. Oh, I can't come out of this. Oh, every time I turn around. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. Well, oh, I'm in this, but I have the victory. I'm in this, but I give God the praise. I give him the glory. I give him the honor because he's bringing me out. He has brought me out. Oh, my God, help me. Again, my time is coming. It's getting close. Again, I just want to remind you, I will exalt thee, my God, O King, 1 minute. And I will bless his name. Minute and 20. That's what you can do in them 20 minutes, minute and 20. Seconds and hours, bless his name. Don't complain. Don't complain, because complaining ain't going to get you nowhere. Complaining going to get you deeper than what you're in. But if you praise him, you'll be like Paul and Silas. Gotta go. 1 minute. You'll be like that. The change. You might not be physically in prison, but the things that worry that got you bound down, that got you in fear, whatever, it'll break. If you what? Praise him. Praise is powerful. Let it be powerful out of your mouth. Come on. Be encouraged. Hold your head up. You can make it, my brother. You can make it, my sister. My time is come and gone. I got to get up and leave you. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Hey, stay tuned to Friday. Don't miss it. Same station. What? WWBC. 1510.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship services at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor and Founder.